Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crimmins, and Carl Bach.
Yeah, that's right. It's the fourth Thursday of the month, and we are back. The gang is back. The
boys are back. It's time for Man Up.
Man Up. And boy, is there a lot of stuff to talk about around here local.
Yeah, normally, well, first we have to talk about Carl's mustache, which has a life of its own.
It does. You know what, though? I've got it under control. Last year, Linda said it looked like a Pomeranian was sitting on my face. And I said, it's not that bad. And I looked at it.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, well, this one I've got it kind of like, yeah. Well, it's my rodeo stash.
It'll be ready for the rodeo, and it's groomed.
Throw that straight
down. It's my
down.
Rodeo stash.
Yeah, you know, if I was going to grow a rodeo stash, I'd have to start like right after last year's rodeo ended.
I've seen your attempts to grow.
Yeah. It just does not work, man. My kid has great mustache and beard. They can all grow what they want. I cannot grow it. I do not know why. My mom told me it was because I had so much Native American in me. So I kind of wore that as a badge of honor. If I had some Native American in me, I'd be like, that's right.
I was here
first.
You took the DNA test.
Yeah, and you know what? I have none. Zero.
So are you related to Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah. You ever see that movie Powder? That movie Powder about the white kid the bald white kid?
I've seen it.
Yeah, that kid's got more Native American in him than he did. I do.
It was always the rumor in our family or the old wives' tale that said we were, because my mom was from Kentucky and Cherokee and all that. And then my sister did the DNA test. No. You don't get any more Caucasian than our family, because it all comes out of Wales and England, and it's got Norwegian in it from the Vikings that came down, and there's some German. And, I mean, you could put it all on a match top if you had a map of the world. And I said, none. And I said, but that's your DNA, right? She goes, well, it's your DNA too. And I said, no, you're adopted. And she didn't take that well.
Oh, jeez. Well, we found you.
Yeah.
Mom and dad picked you up someplace.
Don't believe what your parents tell you about being Native American, because you know what? They just want that to be true. It's just not true. Yeah. I'm not. I'm from Wales and Scotland and Ireland. And
Wales, Scotland, Ireland.
We're all the same. We're all the same mix.
I was told the same thing. P. Rich, Crimmins, Cherokee, all that stuff. And I'm not doing the 23andMe because I don't want to be a part of another class action lawsuit.
Dude, I just didn't release it publicly. I was an army man. I do not want that out publicly. Who knows what will come of that?
Who knows where our DNA is at?
Financial will be interrupted.
Exactly right.
They are supposed to. I think after you get out, they're supposed to destroy it. Right,
your DNA.
I don't believe that.
They keep it. Of course they do. They're the government, man. Everything's a shell game with them. So no, they got my DNA, but it doesn't matter. I've seen that 23andMe ruin a lot of families. I'll tell you that right now.
A lot of surprises.
A lot of surprises.
You get this woman I knew got a phone call from her sister. She says, "What you doing?" I'm just saying, mammy. She said, "Sit down." She goes, "Why? We got a brother."
Yeah.
And their mom had had a child and nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were full sisters, but mom had a little boy and lived in Texas. Yep. And guess what? We all went down and visited him.
Yep.
And we were at his house, and I can't remember what part of Texas, but I was standing outside talking to him. I'm hearing automatic weapon fire, and I'm like, I said, where's that coming from? Oh, that's them across the road. They're just, it's Sunday.
Oh, they're
and they're lighting it up. And I'm like, it wasn't like a full-fledged firefight, but there was a lot of rounds going down range that day.
Freedom, baby. Freedom.
Yeah, the sound of freedom.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of the Glock ban we have to talk about in a minute.
All right. So what have you been doing, Perry? Well, I know you two been out. We've been hunting a turkey quest.
We've been around about, that's for yeah, sure. That's we can't say it's a walkabout because we had to take an airplane to get there.
But
we shot some turkeys back east. Ted filled up a few states. And
Now you're going for the Ultra Grand Slam.
U.S. Slam.
The U.S. Slam.
Yeah, they call it a Super Slam or the U.S. Slam.
Okay, and it's every state.
Every state except for Alaska.
Alaska, who doesn't have turkeys.
Well, they do, but not enough to hunt.
So you're hunting in 49 states.
Mm-hmm.
You get a turkey out of every state, and you've got Hawaii and
we got all the tough states. The number one state in the nation that is the hardest to get is Nevada, and Perry and I both got Nevada in 21.
Are those the ones I helped you catch and take over there?
Yeah,
the ones in the box.
In the box that I threw them out of the back of the truck as I was driving by.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's about right. Nevada's not a turkey state. They're going to need some turkeys in a box if they want to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, because there's so many guys like us who want to do the U.S. Slam, you know.
Okay.
And they just don't have enough turkeys for that.
Okay. They keep planting them. They keep trying to regulate them a little bit. But, you know, everybody wants to buy them and people want to make money.
Well, habitat.
There's no habitat. That's a problem.
Maybe up in northern Nevada, but
there's really none anywhere. It's high desert everywhere in Nevada. Yeah.
But there is some agricultural valleys that have been developed for agriculture that will hold some turkeys, but not very many.
Not many.
So they sell some tags, and then they run out of turkeys, and then they wait. They don't sell any tags, right, Perry?
Yeah.
And they run out of turkeys, and they don't sell any
plant
tags.
Plant some more. They hold off.
It's absolutely. But let me tell you, we were early adopters.
Yeah.
Perry is a known person at Mossy Oak and nationally, and so we were early adopters, and he got us tags.
Okay.
We both got lucky because we have lots of friends who got the same tag and did not get a bird, but we both got our birds.
And it's kind of a turd in a punch bowl right now because there's not very many, auction or raffle tags or whatever the permit tags they give you. If you draw, you have to buy a landowner tag, and there's not that many.
And imagine those are expensive.
They're starting to be expensive. They weren't so bad a while ago, but now that this has become such a popular ordeal, they're getting,
there are a lot of people trying to do this Super Slam where they're getting one from each state?
A lot is, probably in the hundreds, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hundreds of us.
Way more in the last 5 years than there was in the previous 10 years.
Okay. So, all right. So
there was there was 14 on the list that had completed it.
Yeah. I don't know how many there is now.
How many are you short?
I'm really short. I'm about half.
Yeah, we're both about half. So
yeah. All right.
We're
so
both
got,
about half.
You got another year or two.
We're getting there. About the time we're 70.
Hey, still got lots of time left.
Yeah. I'm a young man. I don't care. I got time. I had a great time this year.
Speak for yourself. I got to take care of myself.
Well, you're a young man. Look at you.
Yeah. I'm sure keeping it.
What hair salon do you go to?
Hair salon?
Well, I mean.
He doesn't have a barber. Don't
make
fun of him.
Lavender Haze.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. We go to Cypress Square Barber, man's last stronghold, and we're proud to say it.
That's right.
You know, and I probably should Clipper go there cut. Too because it's probably about $25 cheaper.
I don't know. It's 28 bucks.
Okay, then it's more expensive than my haircut.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Than my stylist.
She probably has a nice soft touch too, huh?
For your eyes, yes.
Mine beats me up a little bit. And sometimes he nicks me and says, oh, at least I know you're alive, you're bleeding. Oh.
Well, the reason he does that is because you play on his opposing team.
That is very true.
In the rollerball, and he's trying to slow you down. Rollerball or
roller hockey.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you two have been doing.
Turkeys right now.
Turkeys, yeah.
Applications all over for fall hunting. So, you got to remember all that stuff because you got to plan 21, 22 years ahead if you want to hunt in another state.
Yeah, you got to get the points. In fact, I got to get mine. Utah closes tonight at like 10 o'clock, I think.
Something like that.
So I got to get home and get my Utah in.
Well, you know, Kevin Tedder was on today because they're having the big taxidermy thing.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, I've got it over there in my book. But, they're going to have it Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Wow.
And I'll get the dates when we come back from the break here.
And that'll be cool. We can all go down and look at taxidermy.
We can go into my office and look at him.
Look at his taxidermy, yeah.
Yeah. when he did that Euro mount of that board the three of us got.
That's a pretty cool mount, actually.
You know what? And I will never forget. How can we ever forget?
I won't forget.
Perry running and leaping, yelling, shoot over my head.
That's not what he said. He was,
well,
there were words. He was laying on the ground trying to become one with the earth, from what I remember.
Well, that's true.
I knew you guys had been combat trained, so I knew how to get out of the way in order to.
I was doing my lane of fire. I was doing my combat thing. Shoot him again, Carl. Shooting him. Shoot him again, Carl.
Shoot him again. And then the other one was, you can shoot through a person.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially with the copper rounds nowadays.
Yeah. They don't have great expansion reliability.
That the California Taxidermy Association is going to be down at Fusaro Hall, and it's going to be May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The first, though, isn't open to the public. The second, which is a Friday, will be open to the public and Saturday. So,
nice. Oh, anyway. A contest.
What?
There's a contest going on for
taxidermy. Well, they're seeing who's
real
the best.
First place, blue ribbon stuff.
Yeah. You're going to probably see some of the best mounts in the world.
Yeah, they get awarded that stuff. Yeah. There's no question.
So.
And if you have a piece of game you need to mount, that's a good place to go because all of those taxidermists have booths there. And you can go get a card from them. If you like their work, you can tip them your animal and you can mount it out.
We talked about, you know, if you took an elk, how do you do it? I mean, what do you send to taxidermists? We talked about that today.
Oh, yeah.
But that could be any animal. How do you send it? You know, all that kind of stuff. But we got to take a break. Man up and we'll be right back.
Right on.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast. Put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
The following is an encore presentation of Man Up.
Welcome back to Man Up with Harry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, and Carl Bach. Last Thursday, or the fourth Thursday of each month. Not the last Thursday, but the fourth Thursday of each month.
Happened, we're here. Just happens to be the last Thursday this month.
This month?
It certainly is, yeah.
Right. Sometimes we get, you know, we get five Thursdays. And, gosh, you know what? We've been showing up here together for the last 3 or 4 months.
Damn, that's a record.
This is a record because one of us is always... I mean, there's a lot of traveling going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I just saw some of these new laws that they're proposing in the Sacramento legislature. And, the one, though, that gets me is the mileage tax they want to charge, 6 to 8 cents a mile. Now,
6 to 8 cents
a mile.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fire up that electric scooter.
It's not just even that. I mean, we're already paying gas taxes the highest in the nation. And then now they're going to, you know, it hasn't passed yet, but it's been proposed. I mean, mileage tax, which is fine if you live in San Francisco you don't go anywhere, but you come up here and you drive six, you have to drive like 70 miles to Costco.
You got to drive.
How do they monitor out of state driving? They can't drive.
How are they going to monitor it anyway? They're not going to put a GPS on your truck.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
They're going to want to charge us tax dollars to put something in our truck to monitor it.
Or they'll just have they'll put in another bureaucracy where you got to go in and get your odometer read at the first of every year, and at the end of every year, you got to get a certificate with the end reading, and then they'll say that's your tax.
But they're going to have to still figure out, because they can't charge you for driving on roads in Nevada and Wyoming. I just went on a 3,000-mile trip.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you they'll try.
Oh, you know they will.
Yeah, like we're heading down.
I guarantee you they'll try.
We're going down to New Mexico this year to see our kids and then coming back, you know, through the NFR and all that. I mean, I'm not in California, but maybe they don't care. It's just the mileage period. Yeah.
We'll find out, but it doesn't surprise me. Well, they're broke as hell. That's why. Well, they don't have any money.
Yep.
Because they spend like there's no tomorrow.
It's green crack.
Yep, they're just addicted to it. They want to give that money to who they want to give it to.
And then on top of that, you've got two refineries with 17% of the ability to, you know, to refine oil, Benicia and I think it was Martinez, leaving.
Yeah, Valero and Chevron.
Yeah, leaving the state, or at least shutting them down.
Yeah, well, no more revenue for the state for sure.
Oh, yeah, plus jobs and everything else. Yeah, this state's in trouble, man. I don't think they can tax our way out of it, to be honest with you.
No, because I'll tell you what. Look, In-N-Out Burger, their headquarters moved.
Oh, really?
California.
Yeah. Mm.
So, you know, it's just kind of like you can tax it up to a point, and then you just said it yourself. You're looking at places of, you know, you're looking someplace else.
Where your dollar goes a lot further, you know.
Yeah.
And actually, it's just not, you're not giving your dollar away. It's going for something. You know, as far as that, as long as we're on California politics, is it too early to start talking about the sheriff from Riverside County being our governor?
Chad Bianco.
I mean, there's him and another fella.
Well, that guy that's a billionaire. That's, and he's throwing his hat in the ring too, and he's a conservative.
Yeah.
He says California's ready to change.
Oh, there's 100% California's rate change. Yeah,
I think people have just had it.
And I would think they had just had it.
Yeah. Well, but unfortunately, the ones who are control the legislatures can also control, petitions. They can control, you know, the laws. They can make it. You know,
well, he just veto them. We get a conservative governor. Just veto it out and send it back and say, nope, sorry.
Yeah, so say you do have a Republican governor. I think a Republican governor in the state, it can happen, but they're not going to be, and they're going to be a middle of the road, I think, mostly. But you're right, and unless they change the makeup of the legislature, they're just going to pass something. He vetoes it, and then they override his veto because he got so many votes.
Well, I think that they'll lose some local races too.
Let's hope.
Yeah. I think they'll lose some local races too.
And you know what? I know these two guys. And if it was Republicans doing this, we'd be talking about them. If the Republicans were voting in all these tax things and spending the money they were, we'd be talking about them. It's Sacramento. 100%. It's Sacramento. Whoever's running it, they're crazy.
Yeah. They're drunk on your work. They're drunk on your
money.
Labor. Yeah, they're drunk on your labor, just like a plantation owner was drunk on labor in the 1800s.
It all goes back to control, authority, and power.
Yeah.
Yep, 100%. And so, you know, I mean, let's face it, those people are rich. And they didn't get rich from working it for the government. I mean, that people say that. It's almost a cliche now, but it's true.
Yeah, they got rich while working for the government.
Sure,
you know,
they didn't get
that
rich
one out.
From government pay.
No.
Well, Brian Daly, when he first got elected there as the assemblyman, I talked to him probably 6 weeks after he, you know, was down there in Sacramento, and he said, this place is just crazy. He said, you know, there's only like two to four people in the assembly that have actually written paychecks to people.
Sure.
They've never run a business. No. They didn't run business. They either worked for the government, for schools, they worked for people, but never ran their own businesses, and they had no concept of it.
Yeah, and they just shot down that non-lethal deterrence for mountain lions. So
for mountain lions?
Yeah, they were trying to do catch and release mountain lion because they're not afraid of people. You know, and they shot that down.
Well, there was a good article about wolves now. And the wolves up in Siskiyou County and Modoc County, they were saying, well, it's like 19 kills in 2 years. No. It's like 60 in Siskiyou County in less than a year. And the guy that's the, you know, representative of the state, you know, and, you know, seeing how the wolves are and everything, he said, no, you just don't want to see what they do because they'll run them. And then eat them alive while they're doing it. And you know, they had Mary Rickert was in there, you know, from her ranch up there. And it's just like she says, if they would just let us shoot the ones that are killing the cattle,
the others would not come around.
Yeah, because what's happening is in the wolf pack, the adult wolves are teaching the cubs to kill cattle. And cattle are a lot easier to kill than deer and elk. And other things,
right? Yeah. Probably 70% of their diet up there. They say
that's what it said, because they're checking the
scat,
and you're finding cow DNA in almost all of it. And you're going, well, what's somebody supposed to do? I mean, it cost them $2,000, $1,500, $2,000 for every cow they lose.
I mean, if the state has the money to pay them,
and if they can find it, because some of them, you know, they just disappear. Because they'll take them down, and then they'll eat them
and then
other animals come in and clean it up. So you've got to prove that it came from a wolf, that a wolf killed it.
Then you get state money if it's available.
I guess it's a long, drawn-out process, and I guess they ran out of money for those cattle a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I got people outside waving at us.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, that's more of your tax dollars, by the way.
Which they didn't fund, you know, enough of, just like the California Fair Insurance Plan, which they don't have enough money to pay either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's obviously a problem, and, you know, the wolves are an issue because, well, Perry and I were hunting turkeys a while back in Oregon. Remember that? And let me tell you, them wolves had them poor ranchers on the run.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had them on the run.
Because they
couldn't do anything about it.
Well, I've been seeing they put advertisements out for Oregon, Washington, but also in Montana, Wyoming, looking for range riders. And, you know, if you've got three horses, that's a big plus. But you're out there on the range, and what you're doing is you're tracking the wolves. You're working with the ranchers so you can move their cattle. Say you've got an area where the wolves are, you can move the cattle to other areas, but keep track of them. You've got GPS, you've got satellite phones, you've got it all, trying to be a presence out there. But in this article, they said they had a fish and wildlife guy in a truck drove the perimeter of the Prather Ranch, and they still lost two cattle that night.
Really?
Yeah, they just wait till they go by. I mean, they have no fear.
They're not dumb animals, and they, you know, just like anything else, once they find the easy road, that's the road they take every time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Well, it's when they had the man eaters. The man eaters were teaching their cubs in Africa and India to kill humans because they're so easy.
Yeah.
Not it's, tasty, but it, easy.
It's how they live. They're predators, you know. They live 365 days a year. They get pretty good at it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Perry and Ted. And this is Man Up. They've been hunting. I've been
not wolves though.
Not wolves because nobody can hunt wolves.
Oh, you can hunt them in Idaho. They got a line on them out there.
And up there they do. And there's other places you can hunt them. And yeah. At some point, you know, and now they've gone there because there's no enemies. They've started moving down south now.
Yeah, there's
so they're not just up in Siskiyou and Modoc County. You've got people around here saying, "Well, I've seen wolves."
Lower Sierra has cattle problems now. There's a pack down there.
Here. Yep, that's it.
9 packs in California.
Well, those packs weren't organic. They were planted.
They say they were organic.
No, they're not. Yeah. Them packs were
planted.
I'd heard that too, that the day they said, okay, we can have some wolves in there, and you figure 2 or 3, all of a sudden there was like 10 to 12 that had been released out.
And of course, you know, they're not going to make it known public.
Not by the government either.
Yeah.
These are.
They're not going to make it known public that they're releasing those wolves.
Well, they are dispersers.
We're too stupid to have that information.
Yeah, they are dispersers, but they don't disperse that rapidly.
No.
All right, let's take a quick one, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about.
What are we talking about?
Let's talk about local politics for a minute.
Sure.
I want to talk about this proposed 1 cent sales tax when we get back.
Yep.
Where the cowboys think I'm handy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
Every day.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile and hardwood flooring, granite and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberries, shortcake, and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast. Put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
The non-core presentation of Man Up.
man, I've been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy.
Here's the order.
They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
That hits you. Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott, Ted Lighty, and Perry Crimmins.
Perry, thanks for bringing the Baker Single Barrel.
You better believe
That's
it.
That's good, boy. That rye, you can really taste that rye in that bourbon.
Yeah, it's a new try for me, and it's a little hot, but it's dang good.
Yeah, it is good. I really like the cork.
It singed my mustache. It singed my mustache.
Hot like that mic was hot.
You got to come in here and get some, brother.
There's another glass in there. Yep. You're old enough.
Yeah. Barely.
Okay, now, this thing just came out today. They've been talking about it. It's a 1 cent sales tax, or 1%. So it takes it from 7.5 to 8.5, or 6.5 to 7.5, whatever it is.
Seven and a quarter?
7.25.
7.25 to 8.25.
Right. Now, the way I understand this is, since it's not come from the government, it comes from a proposition or proposal like this that we vote on, you only need 50% plus one. And that all of this money, or the money that's going to be raised, around $30 million, is fenced off, can only be spent on infrastructure. There's some to the sheriff's office, you know, to get that thing started he wants to do with kind of the, you know, getting people into programs and all that, since we're never going to get a jail built. But it takes people off the street. Parks, recreation, and then the civic and the rodeo grounds. And it's all fenced off. They can't use it for raises. Also the police department for hiring policemen, because we're short like 12 right now, and building that new fire station. It can't go anywhere else than those spots. And so I'm going to try and get one of their spokespeople on next week.
Who is proposing it?
Well, it's coming up out of a citizens committee, and including Erica Jones. Steve.
Who's Erica Jones?
Do you know her? She's married to Todd Jones, who is the president, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce here, Redding Chamber of Commerce. And Baron Browning is a member of this group, but it's a number of people. And they've got to collect 5,700 signatures. And if it gets past that, then it's going to be on a ballot. They're not sure when it would be on the ballot, but if it passes, then the money that's collected, and it comes from anybody that drives through Redding, whether it's a tourist or anybody. But the thing that I've got to really be sure of is it fenced off from going into the general fund. And I've been told by several people, the way it's written, it does not go into the general fund. It goes into a special fund, and it's going to be audited.
Who runs the special fund?
Well, the city is going to be running a special fund. They can only use it in these areas. They can't use it to say, we need to give raises to everybody. No.
Yeah, prove it.
They've already done that, and they raised my rates, too.
Yeah, prove it. Yeah.
Well, right? I'm just saying is, let's all keep an open mind.
Oh, I'm keeping an open mind, but everybody's going to say, and I'm just telling you what's going to be said. We've talked about this already.
Yeah.
You're going to have to prove it.
Okay.
You can't just say it. You must prove it.
And Eureka is paying 10%.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we're one of the lowest tax rates in the state.
Well, tax is a dirty word.
You know what?
It is a dirty word. Yeah. Dirty. But we're short right now at least 12 officers.
I've talked to RPD. Maybe you talked to the chief, and he said they were short 12. But
I'm talking to
the guy the other day, and I was visiting with him. I said, hey, man, you guys still short? He goes, no, we're not short. We're full. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, but he must not have known. No big deal.
The thing is they've, you know, and nobody's being fired or let go. It's just through attrition. It was 7, then it went up to 10, and I think it's 12 now. Mm-hmm. And so what they're doing, they're taking the they're reducing the number of the bike trails, you know, the park police. They're reducing it so they can keep the numbers in the patrol up, but they're still pulling in, and they're gonna lose people like the community service officers.
So here's my question.
Okay,
I'm just throwing this out there. No, I like it. I like it, but this is a critical question.
Yeah.
If you hire 12 more officers, I know how to toe the line and give you an answer on it, right? Do you think 12 more officers is going to make a difference in the community, or is there someplace else we could put that money? That's the question.
Okay.
Because 12 officers is over $1 million, right? A year, probably about $1.5 million.
Yeah.
So if I had $1.5 million every single year, is it better to buy more warriors, or is it better to come up with something where we can play the long game and clean up the community in a more efficient and effective manner? That's the question about that. I'd love to fill the 12 officers.
And that's a good question. You know, when we talk more officers, we talk quicker response times. But, you know, a big portion of this, the major portion, it looks like, is going to be going to infrastructure and fixing the roads.
But we pay for that already.
And they were talking jail a couple months ago.
Yeah, but...
what happened to that?
Well, we don't need... We pay gas tax to fix the roads.
That's absolutely true, but it's not enough to keep up.
Oh, it is. We just got to figure out how to use it more effectively.
Our population here has been flat for a while, for a long time, declined.
And the sales tax has gone down. It's not going up.
No.
It's on a decline.
Why
and
is
your,
that
and your property down? Taxes is the other thing.
Well,
your property
went up.
Yeah. Well,
now they're going to try to reassess your property based on current values instead of when you bought it.
No, they've got to do away with Prop 13 to do that. And that is one of the things they're talking about down in Sacramento to change that.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a battle.
The problem is, as soon as you say infrastructure, you're going to get what I just said. And I already paid for that. You don't need any more money for that. We do have some problems we need to pay for, though. And guess what? If you hit them where they live, they'll say yes. But as far as they're concerned, when you're paying $1.70 a gallon in gas tax, these roads should be made out of gold.
But how much of that
stays
comes
here
back to the city? It's like your property taxes. There's only a certain percentage comes back here. Not all of it comes back. The red light camera, when you go through it and it hits you for $500, I think the city gets like $70.
The state gets the rest.
The state does, or someone else does?
No, it'll be the state, because the city sure as heck doesn't get it. And, you know, $70 may be a little bit low, but not much.
It's not the $500.
No, nothing. Yeah. They don't get anything close to the $500. It's under $100. Yeah. So, see, all that money we pay in, it goes to the state, and then the state gives us back a percentage.
Yep.
The problem.
I mean, I'm a fan of the, you know, 1 cent, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with the sales tax, I'm going to tell you right now. But I want it to go directly to something that is going to make a difference in a strategic plan. Hey, you know what? Hiring more cops is, if it's hiring more community warriors, it's going to be better for us than I'm a believer in that. Let's pay the 1 cent, let's hire some more warriors. But if it's not the warriors we need, if it's more CERT teams, or if it's more homeless shelter beds, or if it's more 100% jail beds, I don't know why we can't pass it to build more, to get more jail beds. I don't know why we can't do that. Why can't
we
do
get
that?
More community warriors? They got to be allowed to do their job. Enforcement.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
So is it not going to do us any good if they're going to do the same old thing they always did?
And I realize you two work all the time, so you can't hear this, but I will send you excerpts from when Stephanie Bridget was on.
Mm-hmm.
For the amount of felonies we have in this county, if you look at other counties that have the same number of felonies, they've got twice the number of DAs.
Well, now you
and
switch.
More.
Now you
no,
switch
no, this is switching. This is county. But I'm just saying, it's because when we talk about putting people in jail,
you're talking about enforcement.
And
we're not talking about enforcement.
Not enforcement. We're talking about. Just say we had a jail tomorrow that held 1,000 people. There'd still be a log jam.
Okay. Well, so you're making my point. We're about the 12 officers. It's not the 12 officers that we need.
They're going to make a bigger log jam.
Right. They're going to make a bigger log jam. It's the leaf in the drain, so to speak, is the justice system. That's a leaf in the drain.
Absolutely.
And that includes judges, courtrooms, which got a brand new courthouse that better not be a problem, and DA and deputy district attorneys.
And
that's what we need.
And public defenders.
We just need housing for criminals.
No, but you understand what I'm saying.
I understand.
The cops, and I'm not even a politician nor any great thinker, but I can tell you right now, we just decided amongst us three, that it wasn't the cops that we need. It's a DA's office we need.
Well, we need that fixed, but if, and it comes down to it, is response teams, because I think they had to take one of the CERT teams back. They've got two. They've still got one. Because they're just losing people, and they want to keep the patrols up to where they were.
Oh, 100%.
And so you've got to pull these people out of these other ones that we had to be able to do that, because you want quicker response times.
Absolutely.
You don't want your response times going back up to 12 to 15 minutes.
Well,
but you got to have a place to accommodate.
There's the other part.
The
yeah.
Repercussions of there, that
this
response.
Is, this is such such a sticky mess. That, okay, we have, even if keeping the same amount of police we have, if we don't have more DAs, you're gonna, they're working 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week on these cases, and they're looking down at these other counties that have got twice as many DAs, they've got, and then all the help that goes along with it, the legal secretaries, paralegals.
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys and girls that are working 7 days a week in many cases, they're looking at their counterparts who are making as much, the same amount of money, if not more. They're going home on weekends.
Yeah.
And they're working at, they're working their 8 to 5 or 7 to 5, but they're going home. And so there lies a problem. There lies a problem. We don't have a jail and the system is clogged up and our tax base, our tax receipts are going down. Something's got
to
be done.
Something
our sales tax. Something's going
to
give. And so what is it?
Well, as far as infrastructure goes, as far as I'm concerned, That's the least of our worries. I say the DA is the number one, mm-hmm. and then
but that's county.
And then
that's county.
That. Oh, so it doesn't. So that sales.
This doesn't touch it. Touch
oh,
the county.
Then that's out. So that she doesn't get anything.
And in fact, she put in, and the chief executive of Shasta County said, "You're not going to get any more people. The budget's not going to handle it."
So no more jail.
Well, the jail.
Shasta County.
That jail is.
Out.
Antiquated. The idea of getting a new jail.
What
is that
jail
up to now? $200 million.
Go up. You just keep start adding floors. The sky is unlimited.
Well, we could have a 46 floor jail.
It's already the tallest building, isn't it?
I'm here to tell you right now, if you left it up to me, every little small town and city in our state would have a 10 story jail in it. And until you had paid back every dime of restitution that you owe somebody that you victimized, you'd be sitting right there and going to work every day.
Yep.
Until
and
you
the,
made
the
that
streets,
money
the highways, the garbage, it'd all be gone.
And
that's
speaking
right.
of raising money, it's time for a break.
Uh-huh.
When we come
we're
back.
We're totally into this.
I know. Well, we can continue this on the other side. If anybody out there listening, you got to, Nick called in today and he was just at a high hover. About
oh, Nick Gardner.
Yeah, but if you got something, if you're saying.
Yeah, call in and spill the beans.
Yeah, let us know. Come on.
605-4567. Let's get you on the phone.
Yeah,
we're not opposed to debate.
If you think you can man up.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members, because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives. The one they were living and the one they would have lived. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Enjoy this encore presentation of Man Up.
I want that.
Hey, welcome back.
Ooh,
to Man Up.
Smooth bass line.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow morning on Free Fire Radio, we've got this guy that, you know, it's a small business here in town, but he is a hat maker and a hat restorer. So I'm bringing in my straw cowboy hat that has seen and I've worn for years, but he's got this, and plus the fact he's just a great guy. So he's going to be on tomorrow morning.
Really? Well, yeah. Local guy?
Yeah.
Who is he? Yeah. I need a new hat. I need a new cowboy hat.
Well, it's I got to get his name out again. I'm sorry.
You could go buy an old one. He could refurbish it for you.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's going to
pick one up off the range.
That's what I'm talking about.
My hat band. I got in a pool with it, and the hat band just disintegrated because I've had it so long. So he said, yeah, I can fix hat bands.
And
I
got in a pool with it?
Come on. Yeah,
I'm going to paint that picture. So yeah, here you are.
It was hot out
there.
Hey,
not to segue, but hat bands, you just reminded me, the snakes are out. The rattlesnakes are out right now.
Well, I meant the sweatband, not the hat man.
I know what you're talking about.
The sweatband just disintegrated.
But I just remembered because I had a hat with the rattlesnake band on it, you know? Yeah. It
was, so what were you, standing on that diving board with your bald eagle Speedo and your cowboy hat on? And you take your thumbs and rent through that waistband and look at all them pretty girls laying on the side of that pool. And you thought, check this out, ladies.
That's a picture we can't leave.
I bet you never saw a 75-year-old man in a cowboy hat and a bald eagle Speedo jumping in a pool.
And twisted steel and sexy peel.
You'll never see it again because you'll close your eyes.
Peel.
This was a private
combat
pool.
Marine really, right here.
It was a private pool, but it didn't make any difference. The girls came over the fence.
That's right. So,
Pied Piper.
Hey, we got Jimmy on the line.
Jimmy, what's happening, my brother?
How's it going, Carl?
Yeah, it's Carl, Ted, and Perry. So what you got, Jimmy?
So I work with a paving crew, and we just did the California street.
Oh.
We paved that with the pipeline.
Yeah.
And when you guys are talking about, the taxes we have to pay, it's really, really expensive. People don't realize how expensive it is. So last night we had 10 dump trucks at $160 an hour. You got the grinder operators, you got laborers, you got the water truck guy. I mean, we're talking, five grand an hour.
Oh, yeah.
To do this.
Yeah.
And we're, we're there. Last night we were there for 9.5 hours.
Did you guys?
And that's not including really the material, the asphalt.
Did you guys grind it and reset it? Did you grind it up down? Did you grind up all the pavement and then repave it over the top of it?
Yeah, we did. No, we did. We dug down about 8 inches, 9.3 inches. And then what you do is you have to do lifts, what they call lifts. So you put down about 4 inches of asphalt, and then the paver puts it down, and then the rollers come and roll it and compact it, and then you got a compaction guy that has to make sure the compaction is right, and you have your city quality control guys, and then after you do the first lift, you have to go back and do a second lift. To make sure all the compaction's there. And people don't really realize how expensive
well,
it is.
Well, here's
the other,
thing
is, I want to say real quick, is
yeah.
when you see guys standing around with a shovel, and you're thinking, oh, this guy's not doing anything. Well, he's probably having to wait for the trucks to go to the asphalt plant, come back, and, you know, dump the asphalt, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and wait a minute.
It's
but there's more to
$1 million a mile.
As much as that is. That asphalt has to come in at a certain temperature.
Oh, yeah.
And it has to be a certain type of asphalt that, you know, that they bid on. So if that asphalt's not hot enough, guess what? You got to get another load. And if it's the wrong asphalt, because I learned about this one, they found out it was a wrong asphalt, and the state guy said, fine, tear it up. And they had to tear up like a mile of asphalt because it was the wrong kind of asphalt.
Yeah, I think I heard some, and this was in 2008 or so. I think they said it was $1 million a mile to pay that. Does that sound about right?
There's Caltrans, there's highway, and then there's city. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just a water truck driver.
But Jimmy, you know, what you're saying is, like, out here, I'm looking at California Street because it's, you know, it's right here with where I'm at.
Yep.
What are they doing there? It looks like, where are people supposed to park? Are they going to be able to use the curb, or is it going to, because there's a bike lane there.
Right, exactly. So if you're going south on the left side, you'll see that concrete strip.
Yeah.
On the west side of that concrete strip is going to be bike lanes. And the other two lanes are going to be for cars. And then they have the, next to the Shasta College and low-income housing, they have those little parking spots on the curb.
Oh, okay. So that's where they're going to put them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, can I?
Sure.
I've been wanting to call your show for a long time, but I'm always busy and something happens. Well, I want to. This is Man Up. So you talked about on your advertisement about recipes, cooking.
Oh yeah, we
so
love that.
So, hunters out there, I just want to throw this out there real quick. If you guys like pheasant,
yep.
I got a great glaze recipe real quick.
Okay.
So you take a can of maraschino cherries, you put them in a blender. And then you put them in a pot, a small saucepan, and you simmer it. You boil it, simmer it, and then you add red gummy bears.
Ooh,
until
ouch.
It becomes a thick consistency, and then you glaze that on your pheasant.
Whoa. Ooh. And then you throw the pheasant away and eat the glaze. Hey, Jimmy.
All right, guys. Well, hey, great show, bro.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling in. That was fun.
Jimmy,
thanks
what you do, man.
Jimmy's
a long-time listener and a great guy.
Right
and,
on.
You know, hard-working. He's you know what? He's every man.
He's a boot
hard-working
he's a
guy.
He mans up.
That's right. And he, you know, he works hard. He goes out there every day. And you get a day's work out of Jimmy, just like you do 99% of the other people.
I'll tell you what they can do on California Street, though. Right here at Shasta in California, at the first opportunity, get rid of all that orange. Anything caution, because when people come around that turn, they freeze up, man. They
really?
Don't know where to go.
Well, you know, here's the thing is when you make that left turn, is that people think for some reason the right-hand lane is going to go straight ahead, and they're making that in that left-hand lane, and then just move right over into the right-hand lane. I've almost been hit there 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, so you got to pay attention to the arrows.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
And
I'm talking right here in front of that new bike place over here.
Well, look,
they turned it into a bike lane
in
front of it in parking.
That,
you know,
that bet. You know, well, the reason they're putting bike lanes in, and we all know this,
I like
is
bike
it's
lanes.
Money. Because when they brought out this, went out under Obama, but they were going to, you know, invest on the infrastructure in the states and all this, but it had to be tied to something green. So what was green? Bike lanes. That's why you see bike lanes everywhere, so they can repave everything.
Hey, it's a
but
win,
you gotta
that's for
put,
sure.
Well, I don't see any, do you ever see any bikes out there?
Yeah. I ride my scooter on.
You do, so it's
well. They
you.
Got all these scooters and all these city bikes that are parked all over, and why not promote it? You know,
well,
I
guarantee you, if they have an 8-cent road tax, those lanes, bike lanes will be full.
Well, I tell you what, if the prices of diesel, if
oh
the
yeah,
prices
get that
of,
mileage tax going, the bike lanes will be 100% full.
Well, I think that's what they're doing. They're trying to force that into it. But here's the thing: is I agree with you. I mean, I'm close enough here, and I crank up the diesel, come down, and then if I have to go someplace. But if I knew that I was just going to come down here and go to work and then be finished there, I'd get an electric bike.
Sure.
Just, or, you know, just boom, come down here.
I already ordered mine.
You know, charge it up.
Charge it up at night. Drive it in.
Yeah, charge it up on there.
They're pretty cheap now. If you monitor TikTok, China's selling them direct to you.
Yeah, yeah. You can get one for $1,500 or $1,000 or whatever. Yeah.
They got like, 300 million
e-bikes?
Dollars worth of bikes over there that people have. Absolutely. I think it's 300 million bikes.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm not sure how it happened. But
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.